But what makes the story of Al-Awlaki even more interesting is that at one time, he was held up by the Pentagon and the White House as being a moderate Muslim imam who had condemned the September 11th attacks. According to CBS News, in the months after 9/11, Al-Awlaki was invited as part of an informal outreach program in which officials sought contact with leading members of the Muslim community. The official said that at that time, Al-Awlaki was widely viewed as a moderate imam at a mosque in Northern Virginia. According to documents from the FBI found by Fox News, an agent had heard the imam speak in Northern Virginia. While she arrived late, she recalls being impressed by this imam. He condemned Al-Qaeda and the terrorist attacks. During his talk, he was harassed by members of the audience and suffered it well, reads one document. So what happened? How did a moderate imam in Northern Virginia help to spawn Al-Qaeda in Yemen and help to radicalize so many young men in that country? Well, to answer that question, we have to ask this one. Who radicalized the radicalizer? In March of 2002, the FBI began raiding homes, offices of Muslim leaders in Virginia. Al-Awlaki, living in Northern Virginia at the time, was upset by it, and that month left the United States for Yemen. In August of 2006, Al-Awlaki was grabbed by Yemeni security. He was held and tortured for more than a year as part of a secret investigation. Yemeni officials said they arrested him with a group of five Yemenis suspected of kidnapping a Shiite teenager for money. Al-Awlaki was accused of being the group's spiritual leader. He was released without trial after a year in prison. In 2007, he was arrested again, held for 2 weeks, and then released without charges. But it was in an interview afterward that Al-Awlaki said it was clear that U.S. government officials had asked Yemeni officials to do so. In February 2008, U.S. counterterrorism officials linked Al-Awlaki to terrorism, but would not say why. And then in 2009, the U.S. conducts a series of drone strikes in Yemen that kill large numbers of civilians. Meanwhile, a series of attempted terror attacks take place, including, as I mentioned before, the failed underwear bomber and the Fort Hood shooting.